What if the answer to our modern health crisis isn't found in the latest supplement or fitness trend, but in wisdom that's been here all along? Indigenous communities have maintained holistic wellness practices for thousands of years, approaches that view health not as something to achieve, but as a state of balance to maintain. Chelsea Luger and Thosh Collins, founders of Well for Culture, offer a different path through the seven circles, one that challenges our consumer-driven wellness industry by returning to practices that have sustained entire civilizations through unimaginable hardship. Their framework isn't about adding more to your life, it's about remembering what we've forgotten. Think of wellness as a wheel, not a ladder. The medicine wheel, a sacred indigenous symbol, divides existence into four interconnected parts: mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Each direction carries specific teachings. East represents spiritual awakening, south symbolizes emotional growth, west signifies physical health, and north embodies mental wisdom. But here's what makes this different from Western approaches: these dimensions don't exist separately. They're constantly influencing each other, like instruments in an orchestra. When you neglect one area, the others inevitably suffer. That persistent back pain? It might be emotional stress manifesting physically. That mental fog? Perhaps it's spiritual disconnection appearing as cognitive fatigue. This holistic perspective forms the foundation of the Seven Circles methodology: movement, land, community, ceremony, sacred space, sleep, and food. Each circle reinforces the others, creating a framework for genuine wholeness rather than compartmentalized fixes. The medicine wheel also teaches gratitude as a daily practice. Indigenous communities worldwide acknowledge what they're thankful for, from morning light to evening meals. The Haudenosaunee Thanksgiving Address gives thanks to all elements of creation, demonstrating how deeply this principle runs. This isn't just feel-good philosophy. Neuroscience confirms that gratitude practices reduce stress and build resilience. Most powerfully, the wheel reminds us, Mita Kuye Oyasin, we are all related. Your healing contributes to your family's healing, your community's healing, and the Earth's healing. Nothing exists in isolation. What if exercise wasn't about burning calories, but celebrating what your body can do? Indigenous communities integrated movement throughout daily life as holistic medicine. As Lakota knowledge keeper Albert Whitehat taught, the only possession we have is our body, not as something to perfect aesthetically, but as a practical tool for helping others. Indigenous movement philosophy centers on seven natural patterns: push, pull, squat, lunge, hip hinge, rotate, and walk or run. Watch a toddler pick up a toy. They squat perfectly without thinking. We're born knowing how to move. We've just forgotten. The powwow dancer mentality transforms movement into medicine. Dancing for the people, each step becomes a gift for community well-being. Different movements elicit different emotional responses. Boxing releases anger. Stretching creates calm. Your body becomes a tool for navigating mental states. The Earth Gym concept uses land as equipment and natural spaces as your facility, making fitness accessible regardless of economic status. No expensive memberships required, just your body and space to move. By viewing movement as medicine rather than punishment, we transform our relationship with our bodies from criticism to celebration. We've paved over our connection to the earth and wondered why we feel so lost. Indigenous peoples understand land not as a resource, but as a living entity deserving respect. When the land suffers, we suffer. This isn't metaphor, it's biological fact. Diseases like diabetes and heart disease have risen alongside environmental degradation, our bodies reflecting the earth's distress. Every culture's ancestors were once intimately connected to land. Your unique practices developed through interaction with specific environments. Capitalism taught us to divide the world into natural versus developed categories, but this false separation has caused immense harm. Connection to Earth heals us holistically. Spiritually, we cannot grow strong without direct contact with land and elements. Emotionally, time outdoors brings peace. Modern studies confirm what ancestors always knew. Mentally, land serves as the original curator of culture and knowledge. Physically, humans evolved to move across varied terrains. Even in cities, you can connect with land beneath your feet. While living in New York City, Chelsea walked everywhere, visualizing the Lenape people who walked those same paths for centuries. This practice of acknowledging the land and those who came before transforms ordinary walks into spiritual connections. Nearly half of Americans report feeling isolated today, compared to just 20% in the 1980s. This isn't merely uncomfortable, it's deadly. Social disconnection disrupts sleep, raises blood pressure, increases stroke risk, declines brain function, triggers depression and anxiety, weakens immunity, and shortens lifespans. Community isn't a social nicety, it's a health imperative. Indigenous communities overflow with kinship magic, humble demonstrations of respect, honor, and unconditional love between relatives. Their worldview extends community beyond immediate networks to include ancestors and descendants, connecting past, present, and future. Traditional parenting includes children in every aspect of healthy living, leading by example. Core tenets recognize that adults can learn from children, that every child belongs to every adult, and that discipline should never involve violence. Education was collective. Elders taught oral tradition, parents taught household duties, uncles taught hunting, aunties taught artistic skills. Elders are equally cherished, evident in elder parking, teenagers sitting with grandparents at games, and elders served first at dinners. By fostering a sacred circle of healthy relationships based on equality and mutual respect, we create networks of support that protect us from modern loneliness. Ceremony has sustained Indigenous people through immense challenges, creating balance in turbulent times. Wellness isn't perfection. It's maintaining tools to face difficulties without losing center. When we dance, sing, pray in our languages, and practice ceremonial activities consistently, we rebuild cellular mitochondria, trigger neurogenesis, protect against depression and anxiety, and raise serotonin and dopamine levels. Silence has been valued for millennia. Many nations practice isolation ceremonies where individuals spend days alone receiving teachings. Today's constant noise causes heart disease, diabetes, and depression. While routines provide structure, rituals add intention and creativity. A morning ritual might include gentler awakening, 7 deep breaths acknowledging cardinal directions, gratitude practice, and creative expression. Walking in a ceremonial way offers methods to incorporate ceremony without appropriating protected Indigenous practices, avoiding gossip, embracing silence in outdoor walks, participating in community gatherings, being mindful of words around children, bringing intention to everyday tasks, practicing gratitude before sleep, and teaching children to acknowledge plants, sun, and birds. These practices transform ordinary moments into sacred ones, weaving wellness into daily existence. 40% of Americans get fewer than 7 hours of sleep, yet we wonder why we're exhausted and sick. Indigenous cultures respected sleep as a spiritual period, aligning with natural cycles. Corporate culture glorifies minimal rest, yet poor sleep increases risks of hypertension, diabetes, obesity, depression, heart attack, and stroke. Blue light from devices disrupts melatonin production, robbing us of restful sleep. Dreams hold special significance in Indigenous cultures, providing guidance and spiritual messages. Tosh recounts a medicine dream where an elder smudged him with sage, creating intense healing energy, a spiritual message guiding him back to cultural roots. Food is living medicine that heals spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. Indigenous foodways center gratitude while considering accessibility, culture, and budget. 7 core actions reestablish healthy food relationships: giving thanks before meals, hunting and fishing responsibly, foraging wild plants, growing food, shopping mindfully, cooking with good intentions, and supporting breastfeeding freedom. Native communities have been wildlife conservators for millennia, maintaining sacred, reciprocal relationships with hunted animals. Family and tribal hunting aren't causing wildlife decline. Colonial land grabs, urban sprawl, corporate agriculture, and commercial food systems are. For Indigenous communities, reclaiming traditional foodways means family and community healing. The Odom people thrived for centuries until their river was dammed and traditional agriculture collapsed. Working with his brother to revitalize their family field, Thosh reconnected with traditional Odom foods like corn, beans, squash, and challah cactus buds, foods with superior nutritional profiles that are diabetes-friendly and contain nutrients lacking in standard American diets. By viewing food as medicine and approaching eating with gratitude, we transform our relationship with health and the earth. Your health is determined by the stories you tell yourself. If you believe aging is miserable or movement isn't for you, that becomes your truth. The seven circles of wellness offer a template for balance and remembering your power. This isn't about adding products to your cart. It's about returning to practices that sustained entire civilizations through genocide and forced assimilation. Indigenous communities thrive today because of their culture, not despite it. In a world that sells wellness in pills and mindfulness in apps, perhaps the most radical act is remembering. You already have everything you need.